Okay, so I had to decide what I really wanted to focus on today. Because I know that Father's Day, you know, we appreciate the dads of our kids, you know, especially if they're the ones that stepped up and have done a really, really great job and have grown as people along with us as we try and raise kids. But this part is going to focus on our dads, because this weekend being Father's Day is a great time to show appreciation. And if you have a great dad and he's still with you, tell him how he's helped you or inspired you. Sometimes that's tough for people to verbalize. And maybe it makes dad uncomfortable to hear how much he means to you. You're going to do it anyway. Or ask for his advice on something. Anything from life to how you should approach some home project. You know, what does he pride himself in? You could ask if you don't know. And if you do know, he'll appreciate you seeking his expertise. Now, if your dad isn't with you anymore, you can take a moment to appreciate how he is still with you in the aspects of yourself that he was a part of. If your dad wasn't that kind of fella, or you don't have a relationship with him because he wasn't or isn't good for you, appreciate the ways that you are different. For all the things that make up the pieces of who we are, you are your own person, and your strength to diverge from the path that was set before you is something to celebrate. There are myriad ways Father's Day will be observed this weekend. Some of them are joyful. Some of them are melancholy. But what I hope for you this weekend is that appreciation is a part of that. So do it intentionally. Do it for the lessons it will give you. Do it for the peace you deserve in your heart. Do it for the love you want to show somebody else, or for the love that you need to show yourself.